And joining us right now is Andrew Jezik. He's a Maryland criminal lawyer. He is also the attorney for 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millan. And you know that name because he was accused of rape of the 14-year-old girl at Rockville High School. Mr. Jezik, thank you so much for joining us again this morning.
Thank you, Brian and Mary.
So now we found out late on Friday that the charge of rape had been dropped. What happened? Because we know that the police came out and felt that there was a very, very strong case here for that charge. What changed between then and now?
Well, that's right. This case is essentially Duke LaCrosse all over again. The only difference between this case and Duke LaCrosse was that the prosecutors in Montgomery County acted incredibly professionally and thoroughly and fairly in investigating this case in every corner. And after they did that, and we conducted a very thorough investigation and they read our report, they decided that there was no evidence to go forward of any forcible rape whatsoever. And in our parlance, that means my client Henry is completely innocent.
All right. So the one thing that came out is that there apparently was a video. And a surveillance video from the school. What did it show, and how important was that?
It was very important, although it wasn't the most critical point. The surveillance video showed essentially that she was very happy to kind of meet up with her paramour, the 17-year-old
Montana.
Second period, she got a hall pass for a bathroom pass. And she was kind of skipping along and very happy to be there. They were hugging. And they walked into the bathroom. And the prosecutors initially thought when they went into the bathroom that it didn't appear 100% consensual. But upon further inspection from different angles, it was very clear that she was very happy to go in there.
Where was Sanchez Millan? Was he inside the bathroom waiting?
He was not. He was outside. He was not in for the first 5 minutes. What happened was that the night before, the 17-year-old told my client Henry that she wanted a threesome, and then Henry said, fine, that sounds good to me. And then they were in there for 5 minutes, and then the 17-year-old came out and said, look, now she wants you to come in, and Henry went in, and that's when it happened.
Again, it's all still very sordid and sad in many ways that something like this can happen in school. But you feel convinced without any doubt at all that this was a consensual encounter?
No doubt in my mind whatsoever. We felt that from the beginning. And as soon as we got the video, as soon as we got access to some of the text messages. And then when we conducted our investigation and talked to her, some of her best friends and classmates, it became crystal clear that this was the only decision that the prosecutor could make. I mean, it's a shame the prosecutor can't stand up. And instead of saying the prosecution is untenable, it's a shame they can't stand up and say, we're sorry, Mr. Sanchez is innocent. But that's not the way prosecutors talk. But in the bottom line, we're very grateful for their thorough investigation. They're very professional.
Now, both men still face child pornography charges, correct?
That's correct. Those charges were filed on Thursday. My client faces misdemeanor child pornography possession charges.
Now, what happens? Because we know their legal status is in question as well, correct?
Immigration status.
That's what I meant. Yeah, immigration status.
That's very much true. But ICE had Henry for 14 days. They thoroughly investigated his background, whether it was gang ties or his criminal record, and they released him. They chose to release him as the law required, into the care of his father in Rockville, and now he would have had to face an immigration court anyway, but now it's more challenging because he's got this kind of, as we call, a throwaway charge, this misdemeanor charge. If he's found guilty of that, it'll be nearly impossible for him to stay in the country.
Because I know so many people will ask the question, I know the answer to it, but I want to hear your answer to it as well, and whether you think the law needs to be adjusted. A lot of people say, well, look, 18 years old, she was 14, isn't there a case to be made here for statutory rape? What is different about the law in Maryland? Or maybe it's not all that different from other states.
Right. You're exactly right. That's what you think when you heard 18-14, you think statutory rape. But the law is very clear. The defendant needs to be 4 years to the day or older than the victim. And as a matter of fact, a lot of Western states have a much more defendant-friendly set of laws with respect to statutory rape. In other words, in Maryland, you can't have sex with a 15-year-old and be 4 years older. In other states, you can't have sex with a 14-year-old and be 4 years older. So Maryland is kind of in the mainstream around the country. And, you know, this law has been in place for decades, and nobody's complained about it up until now.
Yeah, so what's the lesson that we all walk away after all of this sordid affair is over and said and done.
Isn't that the bottom line? This whole thing is sad in so many respects. It's sad for the alleged former victim in this case. It's sad for my client to sit in jail for 60 days. It's sad that sexting is so common in America now. It's so sad that this false allegation was made with impunity and people, the police believed it, understandably, for about a month. And my client just sat in jail saying, I'm innocent. I'm telling you, I'm innocent. Just look at the text. Look at the text. Look at the video. It's a shame that it took 60 days. But the bottom line is that I think that, parents need to, be aware that in our culture, the contemporary high school culture, sexting is very common. Studies show it's around, maybe a third of people in kids in high school around the country admit that they've sexted in the past. It's probably higher than that because kids are not willing to admit it in surveys. And parents just need to educate. We need to go back to our basic moral values. We need to value privacy. We need to value the traditional kind of mores of what it means to date. And it's just a shame that it's come to this.
And I don't know if we'll ever find the answer to this, but the one thing, the unanswered question for me is, why would this 14-year-old girl go to authorities and have her parents know what happened and what she did? That part of it is the one part to me that doesn't make sense.
Well, why did she go and lie instantaneously and everybody believed her?
Yeah.
Is that
the question? Right. Well, we don't know 100%. I think the police and prosecutors know that answer because they're privy to all of the evidence, where we were just privy to the text and the video and our own investigation. But I think the bottom line is that there was a female teacher in the female bathroom, which the young girl entered after she left the sexual encounter in the boys' bathroom. So maybe something occurred there where she was caught. Number two, maybe more likely, is that the hall pass was 5 minutes. And she was gone for 20 to 25 minutes, and teachers were looking for her. And then I think there was a point where one teacher who knew her well basically was like, what in the world's going on with you? Where have you been? We've been so worried.
Gotcha.
And that's what she kind of just broke down and made up the story, and apparently is a good storyteller.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you helping us clear this up. Andrew Jezik, Maryland criminal lawyer and the attorney for 18-year-old Henry Sanchez-Million. Thank you so much.